I will look at this picture. This will be the last one. This is Flemish painting, unknown artist, around 1630. What is this a picture of? A slave. Why? Right, he's got leg irons with some padded with leather for his comfort. And he's working as a merchant in a harbor. You see the ship off in the background. Working as a merchant, which in a way it raises the question about the way this man is to be seen. Is he an object to be depicted? Like the goods that he's selling? You see the fish and the cheese in the foreground? The curators write, "The artist has a sense for the material nature of the things he paints." Well, he's selling good. But he too was sold, right? He's property, like the fish and the cheese. And is the fact that we catch on to this, is that a thing that the artist intends? Or is the artist completely oblivious to this? Is the slave just a captive subject? Not really intending to make a joke, but just to, right? If he's a slave, the artist is not asking his permission to be painted. Now, if we were to answer, how does the artist think about this man? We look at what? His face. And what does it tell you? What would you say then? So how does the artist represent the face of this enslaved African, a man of another race, no doubt? Thoughtful, as thinking. What's his attitude to the artist? Complete indifference, right? So he has a kind of dignity. He's self-possessed, indifferent to the viewer. He has a dignity in this. He can think himself out of his condition, or instead acquiesce in it. There's a kind of irony in this painting. It's an image of property selling property. Now, I asked, did the artist intend that we see this irony? When we ask about the meaning of a painting, we're often inclined to say it's the meaning intended by the artist. Now, think about that here. If the meaning of a painting were the meaning intended by the artist, then it would follow that if the artist were not aware of the irony we just noted, but possibly he could be entirely oblivious to this. He wouldn't think of this as property, selling property. If the artist were unaware of this irony, say the artist never had that thought. Well, if the artist were not aware of this, then this meaning is not in the picture. Does that strike you as problematic? It does to me. I would say, no, a painting means according to what it does. I want to say that a painting has the meaning that what the artist chose to put into it is able to deliver. This picture is able to bring out this irony. In fact, it even does some damage to the idea that a being of this kind, right, look at his face, can belong to the same category as goods. And yet the artist might not have been thinking about this at all. He might not have been thinking that I'm going to make an image that, you know, chips away at slavery in some way. He might have just been interested in painting this man. And yet what he did has its own significance.